This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by RX Bar. I want to thank RX Bar for supporting WDW Today. They make a whole food protein bar designed just for kids. You can find them at Target stores or get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/WDW and use the promo code WDW. That's rxbar.com/WDW, promo code WDW. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, December 20th, 2017, and this is episode 1594 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm The Grease.
And with that, we are actually also joined by our Facebook audience. We didn't tell anyone we were going to go live. We said, let's do it. And we are going around the world again today talking about Epcot and doing our World Showcase breakdown. Feel free to put your comments in if you're watching on social media. This is kind of just a, this is only a test as we try this out to see how things go.
Of the emergency WDW Today broadcast system.
Yeah. How are you guys doing today? Will?
I'm good.
You're recovered?
Yep.
You're quiet?
Yep.
Too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've been doing this for about 100 episodes now. Thus, yeah. this collective group. What was it our feels episode? Like it. I think it was in the 1490s when we started, right?
Yeah, it was in... Yeah, because we definitely had a series where we sang a song about it being 1492 or something, I feel like.
Yeah, so I feel like we've been doing this now at least 100 episodes, about 2 years of doing WDW Today since we took over the show, for better or for worse. But in general, we are excited to still talk to you guys.
1493.
So last week was our 100th.
Yeah.
Or this week, but that'd have been, yeah, probably. So we've done 101 of these bad boys, and we're excited to keep it going and talk to you guys about what we're doing here. If you're on our Facebook Live, say hello, pop in. And today we're going around the world, World Showcase breakdown once again. We're talking about the American Adventure. We've made it halfway around the world as we continue to move on. Now this one, I feel like it's a really great pavilion, but I think a lot of people, is it a must stop for you?
No. Except for you can get the Buffalo Trace and frozen Coke.
But so far we failed at that.
Every time.
Every time it's broken.
Never works.
I've had it twice.
But they do also have the Jim Beam Stag, Red Stag, is what it's called. You know what I'm talking about, Grace? It's mm-hmm. like the cherry bourbon.
Yeah.
You can do that in a lemonade. Frozen lemonade.
Like a bourbon cherry lemonade?
Like a Sonic yes. drink?
Frozen. Like a frozen bourbon cherry that lemonade.
That sounds like after that, I would go back to the boardwalk and just be fist pounding everyone.
Well, Logan and I tried to pound one before going into the
American Adventure
show.
It's just called the American Adventure,
and
right?
And we show? Had a situation where we got the worst brain freezes of our life and missed the show. Yeah. And Logan has slow-mo videos of me chugging a frozen lemonade.
That whole day I was just jealous of, period. And I've been trying to get y'all to go back so we can go drinking around the world.
You only can do it every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
It was just
FDA mandated.
They've actually limited the amount. No, you have a punch card. I like this pavilion. I like the attraction. It's one that I do, I'd say, every handful of trips that I do the main show. Now, if you're not familiar of what the American Adventure entails, the main show, the main big thing, it's similar, you'd say, to the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
But it takes place over the course of American history. It's
more historical events than just presidents speaking.
Ben Franklin and Mark Twain host it.
Alexander Graham Bell is in it.
He's in it.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Is in it.
Yeah. Is JFK.
Is he?
According to Disney World's website. So I don't know.
I guess maybe in video, I don't think there's an animatronic Martin Luther King, is there?
There's only an animatronic of Twain and Franklin, right? Do we need to watch this?
Right? I know they all I really know, they go up the stairs, and that's an impressive moment.
Thomas Jefferson's definitely in it.
Well, you can see we see this show a lot. It does run a lot. I have spent more time actually in the atrium area whatever you want to call that, the big dome.
Yeah, I have
watching the Voices of Liberty, which is
I have much as everyone knows that I was frightened to death as a child in the Haunted Mansion. I have a very traumatic experience with the Voices of Liberty.
What?
Well, let's tell the story.
They really embarrassed me. I don't remember what was said.
Let's say, okay, so if you don't know, the Voices of Liberty are a group of a cappella singers dressed in sort of traditional Victorian.
I hate them.
American. I don't know if it's Victorian. It's
what do you like call colonial.
It? Colonial. That's the word. Like, colonial garb. Beautiful, beautiful songs and kind of classic American anthems.
Mm-hmm.
And they do them in the big rotunda area of the American Adventure inside. Really worth going to.
Nope.
And Will has a story.
Yeah, so I was probably 6 years old, five or six, young kid. And for some reason, they like singled me out and were like talking to, I don't remember. I've mostly tried to block it out of my memory banks, but I was really embarrassed. That's all I remember. And have like a real animosity towards the Voices of Liberty in my memory banks. So getting a little nervous talking about it. First time publicly sharing this.
Well, only in therapy when he talks about how he used to date clowns.
Yeah, but when you bring up the Voice of Liberty,
but you bring this up,
can't handle
shut
it.
Down.
So anyhow, whatever they did, it was embarrassing, and I didn't ever want to go back there. I think I hid behind my mom and cried. So,
wow, we've definitely brought up some deep.
Well, if you want to see this 8-member a cappella. Whatever you call it, not a quartet, but a
group.
Octet.
Double quartet.
You can also
a gaggle.
See them. Yep, they're good.
One
of the things in the attraction that I think people really think of is the Two Brothers song. That's the thing that I feel like is the pivotal moment. You don't know that song? Two Brothers, one more blue, one more gray.
Oh, that song, yeah.
The Civil War song. I feel
kind
like that.
Kind of American tradition.
That's one of the ones I feel like that if you think about the American Adventures, one that pops up. There are lots of other songs and lots of other great things that are in it. And I really enjoy this pavilion. Again, I don't spend a whole lot of time there. There is that sort of bit as an American where you walk through and you're just like, I know this, and you breeze past it. Yeah. But that's not necessarily how you should be. I spend a lot of time outside of it because across from it is the area where the concerts
which is still
happen.
Kind of the same area.
Yeah, it's still kind of the American pavilion because that theater's called like the American.
And I feel like the funnel cake stand. It gets a fair amount of attention.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing with the American Adventures food and even like the funnel cakes and stuff is that you can, because it's American, you can get that anywhere. State Fair, hockey game, any old place, you can make funnel cake. So
you
I would
make,
rather.
Who makes funnel cake?
Before you get on a Gravitron at a fair.
Yeah.
You can get
so
that.
Why would you spend too much time there?
My
show, I think, is worth it. If you need, I mean, if you're drinking around the world, you got to get the bourbon cocktail. But, the food, like, I just don't know. It kind of is disappointing. I would think it should have a fine dining establishment,
right.
Real high end, to make it worth
Which,
it. If not, just breeze by it.
Rumor has it that last year during Food and Wine, the upstairs area was a Chase Visa card. Member lounge, which was nice. Also an area that they use for private events. Apparently, the lounge for the new Club 33 East Coast Edition going to go on the second floor. It's under construction.
Feels like they still come in the fall. I hate these, like, don't make announcements.
Well, Disney's very big about, like, today is the last day of fall. Like, they're very, like, basically, right? Like, isn't the winter solstice, like, tomorrow or the next day or something?
This is the last day of fall?
Yeah, because the first day of winter is.
Yeah, it
don't
make sense.
So wait, if they said it's fall, is it opening tomorrow?
Right.
No, like the announcement of it. Like they're going to announce probably what they're doing in the next couple of days.
But originally, I believe it said that Club 30 was coming this fall.
No.
And that didn't happen. Now, the food choices at what is called, if you know what it is, it's like over to the left is the Liberty Inn menu. Mm-hmm. Pretty standard burger, barbecue,
hot dog.
They do have a New York strip steak, which seems odd.
Is a quick service steak?
It's what it says. It was just updated back in November.
If anyone is watching live with us on Facebook
get a surf
right
and
now,
turf.
I'd like to know if anyone has had the quick service steak. Well, it just seems like that'd be good to know.
I've had the steak at Waffle House. Steak and eggs, baby.
The porterhouse?
No, I don't get the porterhouse. Just a little...
At one point, Waffle House was the number one purveyor of steak in America.
I think it still is. Yeah. They sell the most steak.
Like Disney is to fireworks. Waffle House is to steak.
Yeah. I would say quantity doesn't always equal quality. Disney fireworks.
I have a question for Terry because he brought it up, but I have the Disney Chase
Visa
rewards card, and we've gone to Disney, obviously. You know, they boast about, you know, like some dedicated character meetups and stuff like that, but it's always hard to find those. Like,
yeah, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to find it.
So the ones that I know of, there's one over in the old Innoventions.
Yeah, like right area, at the front of the park.
Right at the very front of the park, there's a Mickey meet and greet. And there's an extra Kylo Ren in Hollywood Studios right as you're, if you walk in the back door, if you go through the Star Wars shop that's in over by the Disney Junior area in Hollywood Studios, if you go in the door, there's like a little miniature art store right to the right of there, across from where I think it's where the BB-8 entrance is now, which I think is they're supposed to be adding Ray to that. I don't
know.
So you
literally just have to know where
you
to
almost
go.
Have to know.
Yeah, you ask around.
I mean, that's the exit through the gift shop.
Literally
enter through the gift shop.
They also have been doing special seatings for the if you go to the Mickey Mouse meet and greet area, they've been doing special seatings for what goes on in the American Pavilion, actually. So during Food and Wine, they had like
concerts,
the
American Pavilion concert or theater thing there, the Garden Theater.
Which it seems like there's something basically going on there.
Yeah, all the time now.
8-9 months out of the year.
So
attention theater.
At the American Adventure, the second floor of that is being used for.
It was last year during Food and Wine. It was a Chase Food and Wine Lounge, which basically meant they had a partially working
soda machine.
Yeah, the little, what are the Coke machines? The
Coke Freestyle.
Freestyle, yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. Those are the perks that I currently.
I mean, you already get perks as far as like just.
You get money back.
Back and credit.
Have you
and stuff
felt
like that
it's been worth it?
Well, I mean, you don't, it's not an annual membership card.
Yeah.
So, right
but
out of
over,
the.
Like, if you're going to pick a perked card. Do you feel like it's, do you use it all the time or do you use it?
Well, I would say this. So there's zero, you don't have to invest any money into it.
Yeah.
And as long as you spend, I think it was like $3,000 the first 3 months, you get the $200 Disney gift card. We did that, went through $200. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's nice out of the gate.
Don't tell Dave Ramsey, but we've gotten some rewards from it. We ate Tiffin's last time on a reward.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because you could transfer the rewards process with a Disney card is a little wonky because you actually have to get a card. I don't understand why they just don't credit it to your account, but they get you like a special Disney gift card.
Yeah.
And once you have that card, you can always put rewards on it.
Gotcha.
So it's good for anything in the Disney universe. A Disney store, Disney cruise line, basically anywhere you can use a Disney gift card.
Yeah.
The way my family utilizes it is we will always use it at Disney because you're going to get additional points. And that's really all we'll use it moving forward with, but we will have it for the perks.
Yeah, I have a Chase Visa, but it's for Southwest, so that's why I use mine. I get mine, and I feel like I get mine.
We use the majority. Yeah, that's what we use for everything.
So I've thought about the Disney one, but I just haven't. We did it. We applied once when Amanda and I maybe were just married, and maybe we didn't get approved for a Disney card at that time in our life.
No big deal.
No, it happens.
No big deal.
But now I feel like it's been about 12 years, we probably could get it this time.
I mean, like 3 or 4 mouse clicks.
No pun intended.
And you can have that card.
Right, I know.
I do have the Yoda version of that card, which
Stop
is kind of fun.
Stop it.
I do feel that way with the Chase cards,
serious?
Is they give you limits you shouldn't be allowed to have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so no. Stupid. I have a $250,000 credit limit.
There you go.
On a
camera, I'll
and
show.
And you know what? I'm going up all the way to the limit on that one.
Yeah.
Might
they
as well.
Gave it to me. I will say this. I mean, you know, if you're
my
just
my minimum
like,
payment's $20,000 a month.
If you're like, I'm getting on a Disney cruise, we're going to, you know, an offshore island. I ain't coming back to the States. Just Swipe that card, bro.
You can buy an island for $250,000, I've heard.
So Brad Christian, who's watching with us live on our Facebook feed right now, said that he was able to get special financing for his Disney cruise on the card. He got 6 months same as cash.
Oh, that's cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I want to take a quick break here and tell you about RX Bar. I want to thank them for supporting our show. RX Bar is a whole protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no bad stuff. That's right. No sugar, artificial colors, artificial flavors, out the door, preservatives, no fillers, no.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is a filler.
What's awesome is that they make the same clean label snack bar specifically for kids. And that helps if you're traveling. It's helped me. It's helped my family, and they're pretty darn delicious. So RX Bars, kids come in three kid-friendly flavors. Chocolate chip, which happens to be my kid's personal favorite. Apple cinnamon raisin, which is my favorite if I'm eating the kid's version, which, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You're on a vacation, and you're hungry, and you're driving, you're stuck in traffic. Guess what you're going to do? Pop in an apple cinnamon raisin, or maybe a berry blast. Nutrition ingredients that parents will love to give to their kids and taste that kids will get excited about. Made with 100% whole ingredients and simple, clean ingredients that all serve a purpose. Easy for your body to absorb. Great breakfast on the go also.
You want to know a little fun fact?
Tell me your fun fact.
I eat a chocolate chip RX bar almost every morning.
Every day. They're great. You do?
Yeah.
Your wife says, here, this will make you feel better?
She bought like 1,000 of them.
Oh.
And she just said, here,
where you can find those at Target stores.
I'm not like getting you. I'm not going to have an omelet station for you. I'm not going to.
This is not an Embassy Suites.
Yeah. What do you think this is? You're on the way out the door for work. Here's a chocolate chip RX bar.
Which you're like, chocolate chip, start the morning off right.
Right. And I'm right. Like, at least it's kind of like a cookie.
Right.
So
good breakfast on the go. Win-win. Great lunchbox add-on if you're packing for your kids too, because they can just, you know, just have some little after school snack. Because like I've said before, for some reason, my son, they decide he should have lunch at 10:30 in the morning, and by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, he's like, okay, I'm going to tear the house down if you don't get me something. I'm going to throw him an RX bar.
Been a violent child.
Well, he just gets angry. You can find it's RX normal. Bars at Target stores or get 25% off your first order. RXBar.com/WDW. Use that promo code WDW. That's https://. You think I have to say that part?
No, I think that they've done away with that.
It's in the notes, though. Oh. RXBar.com/WDW. Promo code WDW. Get your RX bars. You're going to not regret it. And thanks for them for supporting our show. All right. Where were we? Speaking of cruises, we're very close, boys.
Very close.
Too close. Like, almost like, uncomfortably close. Like, did I get my babysitters set up? You know, like that kind of, like, I'm uncomfortable.
Like, I'm dealing with now, it's like, okay, like.
You know what I did learn on last week?
What?
It was indeed fully refundable.
Okay, well, cancel.
I'm not going. I canceled. Got all my... Just kidding. Yeah,
yeah. I just lost my wingman.
That wasn't a talking
and
point.
My supervisor.
It really is. Yeah. I'll be there. I'll be fine.
That's what I'm most stressed about is more babysitting Grease than anything else.
What are you talking about? My mom's going on a cruise with me, and I was fine. I actually had to babysit
her. I think you were the babysitter.
Now, I just watched your mom's face, who happens to be in the studio today.
Yeah.
I don't think fine was the facial expression that she communicated.
No, she was the one dancing with the cruise director.
Yeah. She's been known to make sure the entire ship is having a grand time.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's only a few weeks away, and I'm excited. I got a cool email that I can, like, bid on an upgrade. Did you get that?
I didn't get that because I'm as high as I want to go because I'm in a single person room.
Right. Yours is like a great deal.
Yeah.
Mine is like, hey. Set this little limit. You can place a bit. Maybe we'll get you.
Do you want a 600 square foot room?
Well, that's what they were like. You're in a balcony. You want to be in like an owner's suite?
And you're like, do I want to own the ship? Yes.
Yeah. Except I saw it's a weird spot. You're like looking out. Like you don't look out over the ocean necessarily. You like look out over the.
Like, over the jacuzzi?
Over the deck? You're like kind of like placed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're placed like in the back of the boat, like looking out onto the boat.
That's fine.
That's kind of weird.
I mean,
like you have ocean on both sides, like over here.
Right.
Like you are the center.
But if you look down, you're literally looking at people in the hot tub.
Right.
I mean, Depends on what time of day.
Be careful how you proceed. <We are live. laughs>
Now, normally, on the back of the boat is like kind of like an adults only. There's not going to be a bunch of kids screaming, which is good. But
all right. Well, the American Adventure in general, back on track. You know, good pavilion, beautiful inside. You can go look at inspirational quotes and paintings.
Which is exactly what I want to do on vacation.
I do feel like I'm sitting there. I'm like, that's an odd Ayn Rand quote to be putting on the wall. But it's true. They have all those up there, and you can look.
Why is this boat objectivist?
Right. Yeah. I feel like you're kind of polarizing us here. But whatever, Disney.
So for our friends, I don't know if you've ever been to the website. They're one of my favorite Disney sites out there. The WDW Lou Review. They review all the bathrooms of Round Walt Disney World. I would be a mess because
thinking
I've
of different
spent,
Lou.
Yes, different Lou.
Does it have the highest rated bathroom?
No, but the bathroom is quite nice in the American Pavilion.
Where is it?
It's
to the left.
Staring at the pavilion, to the far right.
Okay.
Next to the gift shop, there's a very nicely remodeled.
There is. Yes.
It's a massive restroom.
Yeah.
And so.
And that gift shop has all of your cheesy American
American, like.
A lot of America stuff without the A.
Yeah, and if you, it feels like you're shopping at Old Navy during June.
Yeah, I would give you that. I'll give you that.
I love that description. They got $5 sandals in there.
Yes, they have the $5 Old Navy shirts for $25 in there. Disney just goes to Old Navy, buys them up, and then resells them the rest of the year.
So we'll say, like, just to kind of wrap up the American Adventure, the attraction is it's probably one of the most immersive attractions. But I wouldn't say it's a must-do of your day at Epcot. It's more it's a pretty long show, you know, especially with queuing up and waiting for it, because it's not it holds about 1,000 people, so it's not like it's done on going to a ride, and you're just moving through.
It's pretty long, too, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to take a chunk out of your day. So tip-wise, I would say it's not a must-do, but it's something that is, if you've gone to Epcot multiple times, sure, absolutely, go hit it up. But it's... there's a lot to cover now at Epcot and more growing. It's going to be kind of tough to see how this it's a people eater because it seats about 1,000 people.
Yep. But not to be considered the people mover. This is the people eater.
But I'm curious.
I do have a question that I'd like for you guys to answer. What would you add if you were going to add something to make the American Pavilion better? Because I grew up in the D.C. area in Prince William County at the time when Walt Disney World was trying to open Disney's America, the theme park. And so, you know, we kind of always imagine, like, what kind of rides would you put, like, Williamsburg, you know, they were literally using some Civil War land to put the theme park on. It was part of the controversy of it. But, like, what would you add to the American Pavilion?
Maybe some more, like, modern American things. Like, you know, we think about colonial America a lot, but it's like, if you go to the Japan Pavilion, it's not all...
Colonial Japan.
Right. I would kind of like if there was something New York there. You know, something like that, it's like a mini Times Square.
Ooh.
Come on now.
How about that?
Yeah.
Here's the question.
It's always New Year's Eve. You can't move.
Yeah.
Fireworks, big ball drop.
Same amount of crowds.
I got an idea.
Horrible.
I got an idea.
The year,
but guys, I have a Disney idea. New Year's Eve every night. No one's done it.
Oh, gosh.
That's Pleasure Island. That's what it used to be. Pleasure Island every night in the 90s. I remember as a kid being like,
I don't know why I was drooling over here, but I was.
Because it's the ultimate 90s party.
That is the most Grease thing ever.
As a kid, I loved it.
They already have fireworks right there every night.
As a kid, I was never able to attend that because it was adults only at that point at Pleasure Island. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, like, I dreamt of New Year's Eve every night.
I know.
Countdown every night.
The best part about Pleasure Island at the time is that when we were kids, it seemed real seedy. But on top of that, I know multiple people like that are my age whose older siblings ended up having children from a night at Pleasure Island. So it was as seedy as it seemed.
It lived up to its promise.
Yeah.
We named that kid McNair.
Hey, figment of my imagination.
And the kid won't stop writing on our bathroom mirror. It's obnoxious.
Calm down.
Where was figment of my imagination when it was in the 80s? When
same place.
Same spot. Same spot. Over there to the right when you walk
in. Is that what you call it?
Figment of your imagination.
Journey into imagination.
Journey into your figment.
So that was, and my mom can attest to this, but I was full-blown figment at like age 4.
You love the purple dinosaur.
We got Mickey, we got Donald, we got Goofy, we got Blue, we got all these like normal characters everybody loves. Nope. Figment. with the scary guy with the beard. I don't know why I gravitated. Yep. But yeah, that was
he's like a demon Santa.
That was the saving grace for Epcot when I was a kid. Was Figment.
I love Figment. Hopefully, and Figment now is just sort of, I feel like it's a half abandoned attraction and then a bunch of merchandise that they sell during all the festivals.
Yeah, they're
like, he just hosts all the festivals. I like Figment, though.
It's almost like a cult following at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a cult following that they know.
I'm in that cult.
Like Disney knows how to do that. They know how to take like something hopping on social media and be like, let's just sell some stuff. Let's ruin it.
Let's commercialize this.
Yeah.
So Grease, what would you add to the American Pavilion if you could? They've wanted to modernize it. Is there a way that we could
hogtie it?
Can we redneck the American Pavilion in any way?
Yes.
Is there like can we do a tractor? That's what we need. We need a local fair attraction at the American Pavilion. I'm talking like tractor pulls.
A pig contest where you judge the pig.
I'm a consultant, okay? A lot of people come to me wanting to know, hey, how can I Americanize this, okay?
And
what I tell my clients every single time is you just need to add panning for gold. If you can add a little bitty,
maybe a gym mine.
What do they call them? Sheaths? What do they call them? Hearths? Hearths? The troughs?
Yeah, troughs.
Yes. Troughs?
Yeah, that's a good word. That is the right one.
Troughs.
You just do that. You throw some dirt in there. You spray
fireplaces.
You can go and buy these gold flakes. You just sprinkle it in the dirt, and they're panning for it. It's the most America thing.
I got some pyrite.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, just find you one of those rocks, crack it open, and if it's got clear kind of purple stuff in there, just chop it up a bunch, throw that in
Riker
there.
Riker went did that over Thanksgiving at Goats on a Roof. So
yeah,
they call it the gym mine.
You don't charge for them to pan for gold, but if they want to keep anything,
right?
That's when you start.
So yeah, it's like the Japan pearl hunting.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, that's not very American. I was like, honey, charging for something you take from here, that's American, you know?
Have you ever done that? When we brought up the Pearl thing. The Pearl thing is kind of like that, too. So the Pearl, they have that at Disney?
I've never done it at Disney.
It's in the store.
The multi-level marketing thing where you buy pearls and crack them open? Have y'all seen that?
No, I want in on that.
It's amazing.
That's my favorite multi-level marketing ever.
I guarantee you
we're going to get them as a sponsor.
90% of the people watching this right now, you literally, they go live, they have a bunch of, what do they call them?
Oysters. Yeah.
And they mark them like, they might
but
have
these
like
things
different color stickers on them. And people go on there.
You bid?
And you don't bid. You just buy them. Like they're like $20 or $40 or whatever. And then they get to choose, and then they choose the dang one, and then they open it up. You don't know what it gets.
I'm doing this.
It could be a black one. It could be a rose one. It could be a pearl.
Nothing. It could have nothing.
They get pearls. They're guaranteed a pearl. However, sometimes they have two pearls in them, and people lose their ever-loving mind.
Where is this?
This is on Facebook.
No, I've just seen the ones on Facebook where you bid live. Is that what you're talking about?
No, you don't bid. It's just like you just...
No, I've seen the ones where like, all right, anyone want this? And they bid for it. And then they open it.
That's yoga pants.
So
no.
This
I'm
is a thing?
About
where am
pearls.
I? This is my favorite new tradition.
Where they make their money is the jewelry that they end up putting it in. Like if it's a necklace or if it's a ring.
So I got to partner with a jeweler?
No. It's all part of that whole... It's the whole thing. You can't.
I've done that in Hawaii. And I've done the, like, you buy, and I ended up with a black pearl.
The best part, you have to watch these videos. They're amazing. But
are you sure this is like a multi-level marketing?
Yes, absolutely.
Do they send you, hold on. So is your starter kit, do they send you a bucket
of oysters?
Yeah. I don't understand what is not to get right now, guys.
It's so gross, dude.
They call them pearl parties.
They're pearl parties.
Yeah.
I am in on a pearl party.
You pay $20 per oyster, you get the pearl in return.
Okay.
I was 30 minutes into one.
I don't know what's happening.
Is it 3:30 in the afternoon?
The pearl fell to her shirt, and she couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
And it was like,
no, that's a different video.
10 minutes.
I don't know what internet you were on, but that's not good.
You got to stop
clicking. I'm just saying, like, you never know what's going to happen on these shows. Yeah.
That's going to happen to me.
Yeah. Logan,
I dropped my hoodie somewhere. Who wants my hoodie pearl? All right, let's see. Well, you can't do that at Disney World?
Yeah, you can do that at Japan Pavilion.
How have I missed that?
You pick your oyster and it has a pearl in it?
Yeah.
I've done that at different places, but never done it at Disney.
Totally in the Japan Pavilion. The giant store that sells Pokemon.
Yeah. And I'm usually, that's where my mind's going. I'm usually over there looking at
Disney
anime.
World, pick a pearl.
Disney World,
thank you.
Oh, there's a...
Yeah, here's a picture of the
people
station.
People apparently have frequently asked questions about these pearls.
This is touring plans.
Well, because they're
what
not...
They do.
Now, you're going to tell them, and basically, essentially, I guess Disney
like
came
culture.
Up with essential oils, too. Yeah. Oh, you want a candle that smells like...
because they're like
cake?
Cultured pearls, right?
Right.
So they're not even technically
they're
real.
Not wild pearls.
They're
non-cultural.
I mean,
what?
Culture?
You say cultured or cultural?
Cultured.
Cultured.
I mean, it's still a real pearl.
It's, a real
it's
pearl.
Just
it's
artificially
like the, it's like the pearl
induced.
You buy on QVC.
Right.
They're not like the Mikimoto pearls or whatever.
Right.
Morimoto sells pearls now, too?
I would buy them from him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, American Pavilion, great. I don't know where how that happened. That whole...
You said, how would Grease more Americanify it?
And we went with somehow got to pearl hunting.
No, panning for gold.
That one's good.
That's all you got to add. That's
Terry,
all you got to
do. What would you add?
And I feel like we need definitely, I said county fair, like full on.
What if you added a small Disney
like
World?
Like carnival games? I'd be down for that.
A small Disney World. Anytime.
And then inside that small Disney World is another small Disney World.
That's the Russian Pavilion.
That's the Inception Pavilion.
No, like nesting. But,
oh.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
That's what I did.
Terry's got two good ones today.
Yeah.
It's like a June at Old Navy and then the Russian little doll things. Pretty good.
They're called nesting dolls, Grease.
Oh.
Where can you buy those?
In Mother Russia.
Yeah. Oh, in Russia they sell them, but at Disney World. They don't know if they sell. Do they have an area? Somewhere you can get them.
There's probably a nook or a cranny somewhere in one park that you can find it.
Nooks
it's like
nooks and crannies.
That's ranged from $14 to $50 on Amazon.com. Knock yourself out.
No, he wants to know specifically. Because
I didn't know you could buy if you could do the pearl hunting.
Oh.
So there's got to be also a nesting doll.
There's
area.
Always a store that it's like if it weren't for Disney, this wouldn't be in business because it's not a well-run business. It's somewhere behind an attraction.
I feel like my audience could get behind the pearl thing. I can't get off of it mentally. I'm like, I feel like
Logan's so ready for this
Logan's
episode to be over so he can go like fire
papers. I'm going to enjoy this pearl.
I will do it with you.
All right.
We will team up. They have these lenses that you put
pearl
on
boys.
The thing, and you put the pearl right in front of it so it's like magnified so
what?
People could see the quality of it.
This is too much. Now we're going too far. I don't have that kind of effort.
My mind.
Do you, are your friends do this? Or are you like on like a group?
I do not know a single person that does this.
So, see? No, that's a good sign.
Get in early.
Where did you hear about this?
No, but literally.
We're broadcasting this to 10,000 people right now.
On the live channels, like when you see it on Facebook Live, there's literally 200 to 300
people
watching.
So it's like you're
watching.
Just like going over to the live thing and it's just there.
Facebook knows I love them. Facebook knows I love the pearls.
Have you bought one?
No. I'm scared.
So you're watching
them.
You
I don't know why I'm scared.
Buyer beware, Grease.
Facebook already knows how like intense I am about the pearl videos, and so like
you're starting a podcast
like,
about it, aren't you?
If I comment or if I buy
pearl
something, boys. Like then it's gonna move to my email.
Pearl folks,
and it's gonna move. Like my MySpace account's gonna
I like
get bombarded.
Pearl folks is a good name.
Pearl folks.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So look, what would you add to the Americanized Pavilion?
Son of pearls, Pearlsons.
Pearlsons. Rob Pearlson, which is...
He's my attorney. Yeah.
He's also Hellboy, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Rob Pearlson.
We already have it. The Curse of the Black Pearl what was it? The Black... Oh,
yeah.
That was the Black Ukulele.
Black,
never
no,
mind.
The Black Pearl. Well, that black, that's from the Black Pearl, which is from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Pearlrits of the Caribbean. That's our name.
Pearlets
of the Caribbean.
Stop it.
Why is it that every
why
week
is every I, idea we have good?
No, I was gonna say, why is it that every week I think, yep, this is the episode where everyone turns it off? They're like, it's over.
No.
This is the worst thing I've ever listened to.
90% of the people listening to this episode will be like,
Yep. No, I agree. I love this. And here's a tip. Here's how you can fund your next Disney trip. Go to findapearl.com/Logan.
Not yet.
Shh.
It's coming soon.
And if
coming
you, it's really, it's not about buying the pearls. It's about starting your own pearl business.
Right.
Logan gives you the tools to be your own
boss. I'll
give
you the oysters.
Go daddy.
Life is your oyster.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I think that'll wrap it up. What's our next stop around the world? So next time we do this.
Japan, I guess it actually would be. So We've already prequeled the episode with the pearls.
Lifesapearl.com is available.
Previewed. Shh. Not anymore.
Matt Lott, who's not with us, who's actually in the world right now. I feel like Matt.
Do we need to call him?
Should be going to buy a pearl on our behalf.
And is he, oh, he's in Epcot today?
Well, he's in Animal Kingdom.
He's in Animal Kingdom. Is that
so
where
if you're in Animal Kingdom, go find Matt Lott. He's the good looking one.
He is.
That's the one that Grease has a crush on.
Yes, I do.
Well, okay, 99% of America has a crush on Matt.
Whoa, that's a lot. He's very, his brand awareness is high.
A crush on 99% of America.
Well, there's 1% of America are confused.
All right. I think I'm done here.
Yeah. I don't even know how long we've been going.
A long time.
Wow.
A while.
25
Special thanks
minutes.
To our sponsor this week, RX Bars. And I think that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. Until next, are we going to be off next week?
I think we're going to take a break next week. It's Christmas week. We normally record the day before the episode releases.
It's Christmas Day. I'm making y'all come in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for that then, Merry Christmas. Hope you guys have a great week, and God bless you, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Over 100 episodes of this nonsense for us, and you know, over 1,500 or so of the episode in general.
And next week, we're adding another character, cast member.
Sneeze.
We're calling him the Sneeze, and he is from Boston.
Oh,
so y'all tune in. It's going to be real fun. Like rural Massachusetts,
he's really
though.
Good at driving.
Yeah,
I was in Boston once, and they...
Real good driving here. With them to sneeze. All right, let's go do it for this week on WDW Today. Sneeze out. I'm Logan Sekula.
I'm Will Haynes.
Terry Weaver.
And I'm the Sneeze.
And we'll see you on the next show.